יוסף בן 17 שונו יבוא יוסף ובצוין והוא נער אז בבילו ואז בזילפו וישראל אוהב אז יוסף מכל בונוב כי בן סכונים לו ועושה לו אקסיין אספייס ויראו איכוב כי יוסף אוהב אביה מכל איכוב וישנו יוסף ולא יוכלו דברו אל השולו רבר סולובייצ'יק רוצה היה למול ישראל אוהב את יוסף מכל בונות כי בן סכונים אולי ישראל אוהב את יוסף מכל בונות כי בן סכונים אולי The brothers were not jealous He likes יוסף ויראו איכוב כי יוסף אוהב אביהם מכל איכוב יוסף אוהב אביה מכל איכוב ויוסיפו שנאו יוסף ולא יאכלו דם ראשון אז יוסף זה גוואלדי כפשט They saw at the beginning that Yaakov likes Yosef from all of his kids they knew his mother also was loved Rachel was loved more from Leah we don't know what it means so who you love the son of the one that you love yeah so it's something natural it's nothing above them So it's not the pshat that he chose Yosef that he's better. It's a special ahava to Rachel. We don't know what it means. And it goes down to Yosef. Vayiru echov ki oiso oev aviyem mikol echov. Not mikol ha'achim. He likes him even more from Binyamin. No. Means here's something wrong. Binyamin is a bigger Ben Tzkuni. It's no shaykhis to the Ben Tzkunim. It's not a shaykhis to Rochel. Yosef is trying to be the Mamshich. He's the next God Lador. He's the Mamshich. Yeah? They know, here's dangerous. Yosef is trying to be the Mamshich. No. We have been moved down to the side. This was Benson the Milchom. That time it was, he's saying, Loshonor Anos, I'm making the Machlekes. And Moitzi di Bosom Ro, We will be the Esav, we will be the Ishmael, he wants to be Mamshich. So they were holding, he's a Roinef. He's making the father to choose himself over us. This was Be'etzem, the Machlekes. Azeim Shechochma says. And then Yosef has two dreams. I want a little bit to remind me of the Dvor. Yosef has two dreams. The first dream is Shimuno achalim azeh asher cholamti Hine anachnu ma'almim alumim b'teich hasodeh We're bandling bandles Komo alumosi v'gam nitzovo V'teshtachavenu alumoseichem l'alumosi All of you alumos Bow down to my alumo First dream Second dream V'hinei shemesh v'reach v'achad asor kichovim Mishtach v'imli Frank the Moshe of Skenim lebale ateisvus. Not only ateisvus, you know, this. Frank the Moshe of Skenim lebale ateisvus. And the first dream, what Yosef says, Ma'alvim alumim, everyone has a battle, and you alumas, mishtach ve'ele alumosi. I take my aluma, I put it. All of us were standing in the field, everyone made a aluma. My aluma stood up, all of you danced around it, and banned it down. The second dream, the sun, the moon, and stars, mishtach bimli, they bound down to me. Why not in the second dream, 12 stars, 11 stars bound down to one star? Or, all of us are in the field, and all of the alumas bound down to Yosef. Or they bound down to Yosef, or they bound down to the representative of Yosef. Okay, I will explain. Or you have a dream in the second dream, father, mother, 11 brothers bow down to me. Makes sense. If it's represented by stars, let the stars to bow down to a star. In the first dream, everyone is represented like a bundle of aluma. And one, my aluma stands up, and everyone, mishtach bila aluma si. Why in the second dream, he's represented, I think like the tasteless. Moshe of Skenim lebala ha-tesfes. Zog the Moshe of Skenim lebala ha-tesfes, what do you want the second dream to be? 12 stars, and what? And all the stars bound down to one star. How you know who's that star? So there'll be a name stuck inside. Ba'aluma is ma'almim alumim. Everyone put a aluma. So everyone knew who is Yosef's aluma. and he could argue with me. Could have said we had a dream, all the brothers are picking stars, and then one star started. I mean, it could be different ideas also. But Azayi Zog the Tesis, one kash. Azayi Zog the Tesis, this is one kash. The second kash, Frank Tesis, it says in Pashas Miketz, Yosef tells Paroi, Val Hishanoi Sachaloim, the dream is double. Ki memayer Elokim la'asoyse. It's not chayesoy. Al ishanoy sachaloyim ki memayer Elokim la'asoyse. Frek teis ve'salateir. If sida azay yesoy al ishanoy sachaloyim ki memayer Elokim la'asoyse. So Yosef also had two dreams. Alumos, ma'amim alumos, mandals. And the second dream is stars. Both of them say one message. Yosef is the king. Took 22 years. So the Rashbam al Teire is also the Baal HaTesis. The Rashbam Zok al Teire v'yeshloimav is a din b'yishanoi sachaloim b'oyser alaylo. V'kanoi b'shtei leilis. It's a din. Al yishanoi sachaloim b'oyser alaylo is a din b'mayer alaykim la'asoyser. If it's in two nights, it's no din about b'mayer alaykim la'asoyser. Can't say? Maybe we'll try to say a different mahalach. Rabban zogt that the two dreams of Yosef were two separate dreams. The first dream is, Rabban has a kasha. Why Yosef didn't send a message to his father? I'm in Mitzrayim. In the beginning he couldn't, he was in jail. But he's a king, Amazon, he can send messages. But when the brothers came, instead of asking for Bidyamin, tell the father, you know, I'm Yosef. Zog the Ramban, the first dream was 12 brothers, Mishtachvim, 11 brothers, without the father. Second dream was Yoreach v'kichovim, Shemesh v'yoreach. V'hoyo memayer lekayem nevuas chalomoysov, sho'achvim mishtachvim koydem beloyav. So it was a din to bring Binyamin before Yankin. Roshma Ramban, Perek Membeis Pasuk Des. וזה הטעם לחושב יוסף לצער אסוביב כל השונים לפי שיוסף בקיום נבוא אז חלומס שהחלום הראשון היא צריך שבניום יאיר נמלכו בלו ינקב רק אחר חזקה עם החלום השני בסדר פין הרמבה על פין הרמבה על רגו פי and the first dream to who they were משתחלה to the alumo of Yosef the chefza of the first dream was Mechayev הישתחבוה to Yosef without knowing that it's Yosef. This is the chefz of the first dream. They're not mishtachbet to Yosef. Yosef cannot tell them, ani Yosef. The chefz of the dream is that the 11 brothers are mishtachbet to the aluma without knowing that it's Yosef. Deeper. To who they were mishtachbet? To the money of Yosef. He was dressed with a gown of the king. He was giving out food. He was giving out alumos. Why they bound it down to Yosef? They needed his food. They needed connections to get food in Mitzrayim. Mishtachvim la'alumasi. This is the dream. The second dream is mishtachvim li. Chefzev Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik. Vayishtachve Yaakov al roish amito. So Drashi, tadne ve'igne tolele. Yeah? Yankov Avinu. Bchira Oves. It's mishtachvim to Yosef. So already, we don't have a kasha. It's two different separate dreams. Here's Mishtach Vimli. Here's Mishtach Me'alumosi. There's no kasha v'ishanoi sachaloim. Tzvei andere chaloim. There's no shaykhs. One to each other. Everything is glad. If this is true, we could go to the Beis Halevi. Frank the Beis Halevi a kasha. Yosef tells the brother the dreams. And the first dream, what happens? The Pasuk says. V'yevu lo'echov ha'maloichtim lo'echoleinu imashol timshol bonu. ויוסיפו עוד סנו ישראל חלומו ישראל ועדבור בהיר ויחבר מועד חלום ויספר ויגר בו יאוב ויקנו בו יחוב ואוביב שומר הסדובו the brothers got jealous פרק דה ביסטה לוי why they were not jealous in the first dream the first dream they hate the second dream they jealous פרק דה ביסטה לוי השאר כקש Hate from the beginning. Hate in the end? No. First they hate. Second dream, they're jealous. Zog the Beis Halevi, the first dream, what he told them. One day I'll be dressed like a king. You'll not know who I am and I will have a lot of money and all of you will bow down. It's nothing more to be jealous. Very upsetting. You decide to step on us to be the king. Who are you? I'm jealous of what? That you will be King Pal and King Achashverosh. not supposed to be jealous. Second dream, he told him, Rabbi Yisai, Mishtachvim li, I will be Yosef and all of you, little, Mishtachvim li. Oh, you says that you will be the tzaddik? Of them get the guns of Machlekes. Vayikanu b'yochav. And this was the reason, the first dream, maybe he never told his father, but Aviv Shammah Zadav, and Shkiven Gomen, Yoyo Nishnish. Second dream, that Yosef HaTzadik was going to be, Mishtachvim li. Rachmona Yitkal, and Zchus Adi Yosef Tzadiko. It's nothing more to be jealous of the money. The jealous is of the ruchnias. So, in Geman and Panovich went to work. A couple years after yeshiva, couldn't pay his bills. Oh Hashem, he started to make money. 1 million, 2 million, 5 million. Kids bought a house, a swimming pool. Kids, he decided to buy a fancy car. A couple million dollars. It was like a custom Mercedes, something like, you know, titanium. A couple million dollars. Kids, his wife told him, "Shum pani va'ifen, you know, people will be jealous. All of your friends are living in 2-3 apartments here in Bnei Brak. You know, we're living in this palace. I know." Kids, it became warm. They came to Shlom Bayis to Rav Shach. So he says, "Listen, I give ma'aser, I give chaimish, I say pur teire. Kosher geld. No ribis. I want a fancy car, but such a car, you just drive to the meeting, you close the deal. It's good for me." She says, "Jealous people, I don't want, people will talk, people will speak. Don't want." Kizar Rav Shach asks him, "Tell me, you know Shas?" He says, "No." "Tell me, you know half a Shas?" He says, "No." "Tell me, one Masechta, you know?" He says, "No." "Tell me, the Yeshivish Blat that they learned the Yeshivish, you know?" Says, "No." "One Masechta, the Yeshivish Blat, you know?" Says, "No." Says, "You can buy the car, don't want to be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous of. Don't worry, buy the car, there's nothing to be jealous of." That's like the Misalei. Jealous, that brothers are jealous when Yosef Mishtachvim li. But Mishtachvim la'alumosi, nish to the Yosef, to the money, to the businessman, then there's nothing to be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. The brothers go. Vayelchu echo bli rois esetzoy navim b'shchem. Vayelchu Yisrael Yosef aleachecho roim b'shchem. Lechno ve'eh shloim achecho shloim atzoyin ha'shivein idovo. Vayimtzeyu ish v'hine toye basode ma tevakesh es achay ani mevakesh. Nosu mizek shamati yoyim imlelcho disono. So the Ramban says, it's about the story. Yaakov sends Yosef to look after his brothers. He goes, they go to a different place, he doesn't find them, Ishtoye. Why it had to be so complicated? He would go to the place where his father sent them, and the brothers would want to kill him. Why it had to go? He went to Shechem, he Netoyim, they went one place, the other place. So the Ramban says, so the Velt says Tamavol, that the first time, Be'etzem, was Shluchim Mitzvah. Shluchim Mitzvah Eilu Nizrikim. Second time, first the father didn't tell them to go to chase him. He could have stopped. He didn't have a chiyuv to go. Second of all, the guy told him, Kishamati Yoimim Holchad Esono, Rashi says that he hinted at him that things are not good. So it became Mokim Sakona. Sotten Mekatrik Mokim Sakona. Now he doesn't have a heter of Shpuchim Mitzvah Einu Nizekim, because he's going to a Mokim Sakona. In the first place, it could not happen to him. This is not Derech HaPilpul. But the Ramban says, "Lelamdeinu she'acharitzus sheker." A person, Yosef will think later in his life, "So stupid! I listened. I knew not to go to my brothers. I knew it's dangerous. Chaval, I'm not smart." If it's a gzeir from the Ribbono Shel Olam, your brothers will go. Will come a person. Will give you all the reasons not to go, and you will fall into the trap. If he would go right away, my father told me, "No, it happened. My bad brothers. Hashem wanted him to know. We'll see later. Nishke, bad brothers. I'm running the show." He goes downstairs. There's no one there. Someone pulls over. You're looking for someone. I know he's going there, but I know it's not a good day. Everything goes that he could have enough reasons not to go. Zok the Ramban, that he will know that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if not, would be a feeling keilu efshas inishu the Ribbono Shel Olam. Veishma Ruven veyatzilam ve'ato lechuno v'nashlichenu ba'achad ha'boyrus v'omru chayoro achalose v'nirem ma'yuchal u'mois. So they wanted to kill him. Lechu v'nahargenu. And we'll throw him into the boy. Ve'omarnu chayoro achalose. Stam, a beautiful Rachaim HaKodesh, a beautiful Rachaim HaKodesh. Rachaim says, Nechu v'nahargenu v'nashlichenu ba'achad ha'boyrus ve'omarnu chayoro achalose. Says we'll do like this. We will kill him. We'll throw him to the bull, and we will say an animal ate him. We'll not say animal killed him. Shelo yitzu sheker mipiyah. V'nargenu nashlichenu. Why will not? Now he explains. The brother said maybe bury him. No. Then we can't say the animal ate him. Nilchu v'nargenu nashlichenu ba'boyres. Psochim the Testament base, Barlos Chai Mitzuyim Shom, right? Nefer Bebor, Barlos Mitzuyim Shom, Shem Agiros Echuldo. Gemara says the animals come to eat it. V'naim, Vayishma Ruven Vayatzilem Miyodo. Vayim Olay Nakenu Nefesh. Al Tishpichu Domno, Ashlichu Yisrael Labor Hazeh, Asher Bamidbor, V'yad Al Tishlichu Boy. V'yigah Shabbo Yosef Elocho, V'yafshit Es Yosef Tereza Pasim, V'yishlichu Yisrael Aboiro. So the famous question everyone knows, Reuven wants to save, he tells throw him down to the boy is reik, ein boy maim, chazal darshan, v'aboy reik, ein boy maim. V'mashma shenemar v'aboy reik, ein yoydea she'ein boy maim, elo maim ein boy, but yesh bo nechoshu v'akrabim. So what is the drosha? V'aboy reik, ein boy maim. V'aboy reik is reik. V'aboy reik, ein boy maim. V'aboy reik, chazal. Aboy reik, ein boy maim. V'mashma nemar v'aboy reik. Ein yodea she'ein b'mayim. Matam lo yimar ein b'mayim. Mayim ein b'mayim l'choshim v'akrabim yesh. So for the Gemara, the halacha is, if someone falls to a bofur l'choshim v'akrabim, meet him on Shemes. He could matter his wife to get married. If there's a bofur of snakes and you throw a guy in, you could tell the wife she could get married. For sure they bite him. So l'chure, this is v'yatzile miyodo. This is the kash. So it's a couple of tirutzim. One teretz is that it's a chanukah vault. The Rebbe of Herschel says it, you know, Chanukah Zatere, Rabbi Yisrael Haibishitz. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chofalef Amud Beis, Dorash Rab Nosson, Rab Tanchume B'Shem, Rav Shkahane B'Shem Rab Nosson Barmuni B'Shem Rab Tanchume. Ner Shel Chanukah Shinicho Lemalo Me'esrim Amo Psula, Kisuka V'Malo. ואומר רב כהנא דור השם לא זמן מאמין בשמי לרב תנחו מה ירצו אבוי רגל במים ומה שלא אבוי רגל במים אין יודע שם במים מה אתה לאמר אם במים המים אין מהם לחושב הגרב מי יש בו שבס חופה לך ומוד בייס תו מיימס אומר רב כהנא דור השם לא זמן מאמין בשמי לרב תנחו נרחה לכו שיניח למעלה מהסימה מבסולה כסוקה וכמר אומר רב תנחו דור השם לא זמן מאמין בשמי לרב תנחו מה ירצו אבוי רגל במים מים אין מהם לחושב הגרב מי יש בו So basically, I wish to ask, what is the shaykhs of the two members one near each other? חניק השניח למעלה מעשרים מהם הפסולו ודור אשר נוסם בלתרומים בשם רב תנחו מאשר הוא הרבה רגן במים אבל נכון שהוא יקרה ממייש בו what is the shaykhs? So some answers the same name as a clan in the Gemara a lot of times you see like a following chain they say something in one person they say it but I found that in תנחומה the two מדרושים are near each other in two different names מנש תנחומה the Baal Shem some say it's a Tosefer there yeah but we see that it's not the chain So the world says that the Rav Tanchuma had a kasha. Rabbi Reken b'mayim l'choshi v'akrav miyesh b'mayim idim l'rav shemes. The Teretz says it was l'mata me'esrim amo. And l'mata me'esrim amo you don't see. L'chanek v'shlich l'mata me'esrim amo psulo because you can't see. He had a raya, how did you see l'choshi v'akravim? Teretz was l'mata me'esrim amo. This is the thing of Yenis in Aibish, it says, the Tzushto. So people from Chanek evolved. אבל עד במחשוב את אקספיין את זבור בוט אבל עוד עשת הלוך עשו כל עושה מה למה עשו מה עשו עשו לו כזה לא עושה ושאר את הבאים וכסו כבר כבר so this was a sushta אבל I say all the more you have to say that the Gemara is not פשוטה even if you want to go to Beis and I wish it's Mahalach but I could see a plane למעלה מעשרים מאמו I checked all the planes I heard to go למעלה מעשרים מאמו you see them but the pshat is לא ישאלת בהן you don't see Gemara the kashas b'choshen v'akrabim. Then they pulled him out and they went to kill him. They sold him. You saw the snakes didn't bite him. Say sorry, Yosef. That's it. They didn't see it in front of them. Pirsum and Nisa, it has to be b'teiches. The nest was far away. Yeah, maybe the snakes were asleep. It was not tachas l'shalta bein. Okay, but it's a bazud sechalik about not Yosef. The Goyen says a different vault that in the beginning Reuven thought that they will throw him to a boil empty completely. This was the plan. They came to the boil, it was full of snakes. They threw him in already. He says it's Meduik in the Pasuk Chuf Dalet. Vayashlichu oiso haboiro. See Pasuk Chuf Dalet, haboiro, but out of off. Was empty completely. The haboir reik. The boy taki had nechoshim v'akrabim with a vov. They threw him to a boy ro, empty bowl completely. These are pilpulim. Zogdor rachayim hakodesh ateretz. Zogdor rachayim hakodesh. Reuven, for sure, they knew that it's nechoshim v'akrabim. You think the brothers will let him not to kill him, just to put him in a pit? You get out of there eventually. So I want to explain to you that for sure the bow was the Malam Esri Mambo, if someone doesn't understand. Well, I was saying a shir to someone, I'm always asking me how I know that the bow was more from Esri Mambo. You know how much is Esri Mambo? 5 meters. How much is 10 Amo? 2.5 meters. If you put Yosef in 2.5 meters, he's out in a minute, yeah? But the bow had to be deep, at least Esri Mambo. Yeah, but Mishkin, it's them. Nicole McCoy. So the Chaim HaKodesh said, you think the brothers will let him stand to put him in a boil? They look for a boil that he saw snakes in. A krovin, oh matzah. So the Abal Chire could kill a person even Shalom Nigzah Olam. This is the famous Or Chaim. A person could do bad to a person even without Gzeyam HaShomai. So the Nekatreg and different Zach. Aval HaChayo VeHaBeheimo לא יתזיק לאודם אלו אם כן גוזר חוכמוסו יסבור ויצילם רוב וישמע רובן ויצילם מיודם מה ויצילוי מיודם but not completely but you will ask the kashim say that Reuven is vayatzilem miyodom. But lemaisa, even if the animal doesn't do, Hashem didn't say, but memokim sakon, an animal could do something, right? It happens that the animal does sotim mekatri b'sha sakon, right? So, okay. So you could say, chotch Reuven said, I will do what I could do. He told him, don't kill them, you know, we'll leave it to the animals, you know? We'll try our best. So I heard a givaldik pshat. Chassidish pshat, a givaldik pshat. He explained with a givaldik emosh. So it was a guy, Einikul from Har Shem, Orvis HaKadosh, and he decided he became a rebbe. Gitzer. You know, Har Shem, everyone knows the famous stories. In the middle of the night, he took the horses and they went. Yeah. Gitzer was at this exeger somewhere. He calls the balagol at 12 o'clock at night. We're going. His family tells him it's snowing, it's hailing, it's freezing, man, it's not shy. He says, Miguel, he calls him Alagole, 4 horses, we're going. No one else, me and you. The guy listens to his rebbe, he calls the horses. They start to go out, there's a snow and hailing. The horses start to go wild. The guy said, I can't hold the horses. Leave the horses. Then we'll go to the right place. The horses run. They smash into a house. They break the wall into the house. That house was the house of the poets of the Stadt. Kitzenik gets up in the middle of the night. Horse that drove in. Starts to yell at them crazy in the middle of the night. He takes his gun. He's about to shoot the Balagola. The Balagola with his finger points. You know, to the Rebbe. He was like... So the poets run to the Rebbe with a gun. He sees the Rebbe. He leaves him. Kids, they come home, the rabbi turns over to the balagole, tells him, it's my sugar, it's the moisa. Tell me, you're a moisa, the guy could have killed me. What you thought? So he tells him, I thought like this. If you're a real rabbi, nothing will happen to you. And if not, you deserve it. So he said, I said, So he said, this is what Reuven said. Reuven said like this. Yosef HaTzadik came and he spoke on the Achim HaKadoshim, and Yehudo, and Issachar, and Zvulun. Yosef did both of war. And this is not the brothers Gipaskin, his Chayim Misen. Who are you to speak on the brothers? So what is one tzad? That Yosef is above everyone. He's something different completely. If he's different completely, the snakes will not kill him. And if the snakes kill him, he deserves to be killed. If he can't be protected from the snakes, don't speak on Yehuda. Don't speak on Shimon V'Levi. You don't speak, you don't start with the Gedolim. If you're such a gadol that the snakes don't eat you, says, then I accept that you didn't speak Lashon Hara. So it's B'dor Rachayim HaKodesh of B'noi Santa. B'noi Santa B'dor Rachayim HaKodesh. The Goen says, "Va'aboy reik en boy mine." What is the pshat? "Va'aboy reik en boy mine." Remez leteira. Shmi she'ein lo itoiro, b'meile yesh boy nechoshim ve'akravim. If someone doesn't have teira, he has bad midas. And there's no way, even if he learns Musa the whole day, and he works on himself, without Teire is bad midas. V'haboy reik ein boy mayim. If a person is reik on mayim, that says b'loshem rem is boy, b'loshem bur, bur v'amahoret. Aber v'haboy reik ein boy mayim, automatish, nechoshim v'akrav. Automatic nechoshim v'akrav. Okay, then Pozik is Mamshich. Vile Ochas Ishmoelim Bo Megillot, Malayim Noisim, Nechoy Tsoy, Veloid Hoychim Lohirid Mitzmaim. Vime Yude Lochov, Mabetza, Kinara, Gesachino, Vechisino, Esdomri. Lechuvenim Kereno, La Ishmoelim, Viode Valtir Boy. וישליחו יישא הבוי רוב והבוי ריק אין בוי מים וישיבו וישבו לכו לכם וישו עיניהם ואירו והנה אוכס ישמואלים בו מגילות. They sat down to eat bread. They saw their brother and now they're going out to eat. So the boat was very bad at it. וישבו לכו לכם. Okay, אבל they did על פי שומעים ובצרף דריבנו שלנו for the psalm. But I heard once from one of Choshev Sforim Akdashim that when a person, the first mistake of a person is when he's angry. Hari the Spurno says, Tama Yediye, Vayishma Ruin Vayatzilem Yodom, he asks his Lekashe, we asked. He says, he told him, don't kill him right away. When a person is angry, you can do mistakes and then you can throw him to the boil. And the boil is time till they will bite until that. We could dance on the matzav. But when you do something bebehilus, you can't change. A person is angry is because he doesn't sleep and he doesn't eat. When a person has to make a decision in life, he's angry with a neighbor. Remember this yesod. It's a whole shmuz, but I'm not going out to say that shmuz. You have to start a neighbor, someone, have tainus, marry. It doesn't make a difference where you're in life. And you decide you're going to make them a chavah. Take a break, go sit down, eat, be full, relax. If you want to do it later, you can do it later. The brothers put him in the boil and they say, you know what, now I have to decide what to do with him. Come, we'll eat. The Yishuv Adas. Not the Yishuv Adas and decide what to do. Don't do it right away, when you're hungry, when you're angry. Vayeshvu lecho ilechem. ויאמר יהודה אליך מה בצע קינה הרגס אחינו וחיסינו אז דומרי. I say, I think from the Gerer Rebbe, מה בצע חיסינו אז דומרי. Rashi says, what will we gain from it? Yeah? You're selling your brother, you're putting him in the boy. Chaval, he's dying here, we'll sell him. Chosha makes some dollars. The pshutei shel mikra is, he said, Ma betza kinaro yisachinu vechisinu esdomo. If we have to cover, and we can go back to our father to say that we killed him, we can kill. The biggest kanoes in the world that you want to do, the biggest thing that you have to, if you can't stand behind your psak, don't do that psak. If you want to throw a bachur from yeshiva, you have to stand behind it. If you want to kill someone, you have to stand behind it. If you're not holding to stand behind your psak, he didn't say stand, my betza kinaori gesochinu. We can't kill him and come back to the father. We paskin his aroidev. We have to cover it. Ma betza kinaori gesochinu vechisinu esdomoi. Ma betza kinaori gesochinu vechisinu esdomoi. והנה אורחס ישמעאל עם בואו מגילות וגמלי הם נויסים לחוי צורי ולויט. זה רשי היה. רשי says, פרסם הקוסו וסמסום לא יודע מה תסחורם של הצדיקים. שאין דרכום של ערבים לא סס אלו, normally Arabs, זאת רשי, they have oil. זה תרסן דזך. They already then had the oil. Someone nezach. They didn't Rashi. Rashi, the goyim side of Arabia didn't exist then. Yeah, what is it? Rashi. Dalkum shel Arabim lo says neft. Arabs are busy with oil. I heard once again, not in the name, but they put the Arabs found the oil. It was a gzeira that the Arabs will have oil. They didn't Rashi. Before they found them under the ground, I don't know where they found them. Arabs are shaykh to the oil. Not point, you think these countries, as I know, as they give treftsach, what will happen? Rashi, Dalkum shel Arabim, zot Rashi, and if Rashi says, as they kach hoyo vakach yeh, ma she hoyo ushiyeh, as a chazok de mikor haza, Dalkum shel Arabim beneft. As they shtet Rashi. So here, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes for the tzaddik, that they will have psalmim, שלא יריח חויס צדיק. The beautiful vote from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Beautiful vote from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, I'll tell you, I was in Gemara Yeshiva 5 years ago, 6 years ago, married to a girl from Los Angeles. Friday morning, he was on the way to a bris. It was a car accident, the Knesset Yerushalayim. His wife and his child died. He was hurt, injured very bad. Hospital. I heard about it, I think of Leviathan, the name, very bad in names. In the end of the week, someone told me, he's sitting Shiva, he woke up. They let him to go out of the hospital for a couple hours, I'm a Kohen anyway, and he's sitting in his house, and he's very close to you. I said, no, he's very close to you, he goes to you, invite him, he said, every week with his wife, they would say, oh, to the telephone, I'm telling you, you have to go to Nachum Ovi. So I said, even if I don't know him, I will go, but I said, you don't know such a person, such a tzor, in a couple hours he's sitting in his house. So I come to the house, so no one was there. He was sitting bandaged. The only thing you could see was the eyes. So I didn't recognize him. But he recognized me, very happy. He tells me, I have to ask you a question. I said, what? He said, I lost my wife. I'll tell you what happened. I was in the car, and this Arab driver knocked into them. I don't think it was purpose. And I lost conscious. And my eyes opened for a second. I see my wife laying near me without a head. I see my son. I know exactly what is happening. And in that moment, I see the paramedic standing on top of me. It was a lady paramedic. There's one frum lady paramedic in the whole Yerushalayim. we're very close to her, close family. She's the Frum lady, one Frum paramedic lady in Hod Yerushalayim. It's more lady, but one Frum lady. And Pum Friday, she was there. And I was so happy that she was there. And I closed my eyes. I opened them one more time when they were moving me into the hospital, and again she was there. I was so happy that she was there. I knew she would call my parents, she would take care of me. And I closed my eyes and I woke up after 3 days. So grateful to Hashem that she was there. And when I say this story to people, they think I'm crazy. I lost my wife, I lost my kids, so I knew the paramedic lady. People think that I'm not normal, but I'm telling you, I'm so happy about it. Maybe you can explain me, Pshat. I told him, this is the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Yosef HaTzadik is going to be sold. He's going down to Mitzrayim. There's no way out to come out of Mitzrayim. Because if there was a way to come out, the brothers would be nervous that he would manage to sneak out. Leborach Eben in Mitzrayim, there was no chance that he would come out. There was no chance that he would send a message. But if it was a chance, on what the brothers relied. The brothers undressed him. A person, tzaddik, undressed, his brothers Paskin, Medin, Bezdin, with Siruf Shem Avaye, yeah, with Ribbon Shalom, that is Chayim Misa. And the brothers didn't say, we're Mitzaref Hashem, yeah, we know what it means, they felt that the Shbohu came with him, yeah, it was Gdusha. And he's sold and dressed. Now, Arabs, to who the Arabs, they could do what they want with him. Because I'll say, he was crying, they were hitting him, there's all different stories, Chaz Midrash. Hashem made the Arabs were not normally this. The Arabs have oil. This time they had psalmim. Really appreciate it. Yeah, you think Yosef had time to appreciate it? Because you think it makes a difference what smell you smell on that matzah? Some people say, yeah, say gives me the sadim only what you need, not more. Take the malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, I'm there with you. He gave him a smile. We're going to go, but we're going together. I'm there. Feinstein was a machine that said that he had noisy noid b'tzorim v'lachi. That gave Yosef a koyach, it's bringing to the Ramban that we said in the beginning, to know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He felt, I told him, this lady never in his life worked in Friday. She had a kabbalah when she became a paramedic. She had a Jewish family, a Haredi family. She's never doing it Friday. Because, you know, when you go to a call, you could come minutes before Shabbos. You can't prepare the food. Something happened in her head that she decided to go that morning. He knew the Ribbono Shel Olam sent her to be with him. He knew Hashem is looking after him. It's hurt, it's a punishment, but it's Hashem. Hashem gave you that smile that will give you the power to pass the Nisayon. This is the Shmuz in our parsha, Chaim Shevet said the Shmuz. Hashem gave Yosef that smile. As psalmim, you will survive. You will make it. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a koyach. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach to Yosef. Pasuk is mamshich. You know the story with Tomo, with Yehuda. So Tomo wants to marry Yehuda. She knows that the Melochim Beis David has to come out from Yehuda and herself. So she dresses up like Almona to Zayna, and Yehuda goes. We have the Rashi and Pasuk to Zayin. Yehuda b'chol Zayna v'yitel lo al haderech miderech shehoyo bo noto al haderech asher hibo. it's Loshen HaMedrash. I'm sorry, it's not Loshen Rashi, it's Loshen HaMedrash. Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Bikesh Lavoir, Zimu Lekadosh Baruch Hu Malach Shememun Al HaTayve. Omar Le Yehuda, Heichon Ata Oilech, Meheichon Melochim Doimdim, Meheichon Gdoilim Oimdim, Vayedel Al HaDerech Baal Korcho Yishaloi B'Tayvos. The Medrash tells us, Yehuda was not planning to do it. Yehuda? The Malach forced him to do it. This is our emuna and Chazal, that this is the way. I think everyone agrees with this Chazal. I'm asking, no one thinks that Yehuda stam went. Chayim Shmulevitz, but what Tomo taught? She knows Yehuda. She taught she will stand there and say that Yehuda will come. What she taught? But she didn't recognize Yehuda. But she thought Yehuda is a Meshuggah there. But she knew Yehuda. Yehuda goes to every Zayin that stands in the street. That's even more dangerous. Stop, you're the star lady. Chalisi goes over. Loyalaladas. So we see a big yesoy. And ruchnias, you mechuyev to make you hishtadles at heichem shiyode magas. The rest of the ribbon is shloilam. The guy says, but I can never know shas. I will never be a yid and know shulchan aruch. You're right, you'll never be a human. Start. The malochim will come to help you. Don't say it's impossible. Jump. She went to a place, there's no chance in the world that Yehuda will come. Not one out of a billion. But if she doesn't go, there's no way Yehuda could come. So she has to do the most that she can do. And from her it was a big thing, because if she gets pregnant, it's dangerous. She's, you know, she's Nesul Beis HaMelech and Metziul HaHorek. She was Meis HaNefesh. But she did what she could do. She said, okay, I'll wait home if he comes. That will never happen. She stretched it out the most that she could stretch. It's kimat not even ishtavis. But this is the way in Ruchnias that a person has to go. And you know what you got from this? David HaMelech, Yishai, Shlomo, everything. From that stupid move that she did, it doesn't make sense. And the guy sits here on Friday afternoon, I will learn what? Matzah Shabbos, I will learn. But Shabbat Chanukah will not go away. I will die. Because that mask will do away some nefesh. Medbet Mesirus Nefesh. Jump. Jump! And if you jump, it happens. If it jumps, it happens. The pasuk is mamshich later. So maybe I want to finish with one vote or two votes. Pack of parsha.
The story with Yosef and Potiphar. She chaps him in his clothes. He leaves his clothes and he runs out. Frank developed a question: why he didn't take his clothes with him? Okay, we don't know exactly what clothes it was. All of his clothes, and he ran out without clothes at all. Not in the Medrash, Vayomer Lasis Malachter, what it means exactly. Some of his clothes. Why didn't he grab his clothes? So you could say maybe she was very strong. Could be. But Pashtas, she was not so strong. Because we know the Achim were very strong. We see next two Pashtas with Yehuda. Maybe she was also very strong. Could be. Stay there, Yisrael. When there's an Isoyan, you run away. You don't stay a second even to pack your packages. And even deeper, for sure not to integrate with a person to start to grab the clothes. You start to grab the clothes and then you will do it. You run away. Right away, and for sure not to have shaykhs. Bacher came over to me once. And he, a new Bacher came to the yeshiva, went into a dira. There was a guy that had an iPhone in the dira. I said, don't take your clothes. Run out. Find a different dira. Not even to come back to take your clothes. It's worse than Eishes Potiphar. Yeah, there's other Averis. It's not one of the goy. Yeah? In the iPhone you have all of them. Yeah? Millions of them. Averis. I said, don't take your clothes. But Yosef ran without clothes. Don't go back to take your clothes. A person has to run away from the Nisoyan. Kal v'chomer not to say, it's my room that I will just not look. I'm just not looking. Maybe it wouldn't place. If you want to send me some pictures of that good convention, I could look, but chutz from that, I don't look. Yeah, this is really the next step. This is really to hold on to the begotten. To learn out, and you have to know, Yosef took a danger. He ran without clothes, he left evidence in her hands. The mindset she used it against it. Yeah, she came, I have a proof he came. Listen, my clothes are by him. When he was here, he was trying to do something, yeah? He sat in jail for that. He's not in jail for it. Some of you can't run away, break his iPhone. You're sitting in jail. You're supposed to be in jail. Not so bad. 2 years, Yosef said. Yeah? Normally, I think the break iPhone, I think it's only a week, you said. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And we have to know how you have to be away from a Nisayan. Person feels, what is the problem? Say no. What is so bad? What is so bad? And because of this, we say, Achmono Yitkalon. Good chance.